Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Vav, and we're holding roughly 10-12 lines from the top by the two dots. Ma'afrishin koyin gudoil. We learned in our Mishnah that 7 days before Yom Kodesh, we're mafrish the koyin gudoil into a special lishka called the lishkas parhedrin. Freikti gemara lama ma'afrishin. Why are we mafrish the koyin gudoil for 7 days? And immediately the gemara jumps up. Lama ma'afrishin. Where have you been for the last week? Have you been sleeping? That there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Either Rabbi Yochanan kid is like Rabbi Yochanan says, we learned it from the Hilchois Miluim, or Ikarish Lakish kid is like, and he learned it, of course, from Sinai. So all of a sudden you're asking, Lama Mafrishin, did you fall asleep the last 2-3 days? Everything more hachik amar. Yes, I understand that we have to be mafreshim for 7 days. We learn from the Miluim and from Har Sinai. But why do we have to be mafreshim from his bias? The word bias over here is meant as ishtoi, beisoizu ishtoi. Let his wife accompany him to the Lishkas Behedrin and let them have a normal relationship as man and wife. If you're wondering, how could that be? Because after all, we're talking about in the Beis Hamikdash, husband and wife should be together. Says Rashi, it's not a problem. Because obviously this Lishkas Parhedrin doesn't have the Kedusha of the Azara Lamashul. Because by the Azara we have a famous rule. Ein yeshiva ba'azara ela lamalchei beis dover belvad. And here we're not only allowing the Kohen Gadol to sit the whole time, we're allowing him to even go to sleep. You don't ask him for 7 days not to sleep. It's impossible not to sleep for 7 days. Even if you make a shavua 3 days, he can go to sleep immediately because it's impossible. So if we're allowing him to sleep, so obviously he doesn't have the Kedusha Zazara. If he doesn't have the Kedusha Zazara, soy bazoy, bring his wife in. Give a kick to Rashi. Rashi is roughly 2/3 down the narrow lines. Mi beisai lama pirish. Zok Rashi. Mi ishtoi lama pirish. Tavai ishtoi imay sham. Let the Mrs. Kohen Gadol join the Kohen Gadol together in Lishkas Parhedrin. Shei al korchach Lishkas Parhedrin lehoisa kedusha. Obviously there was no special kedusha. Shein yeshiva azara el malchi beis dovid. And if we allow him to sleep there, obviously it has no Kedusha. It has no Kedusha.
How did Aharon do it?
I'm sorry?
How did Aharon do it during the Shivi Mamelon?
What do you mean, well, how did he do it?
He didn't sleep there either.
No, so that's faked. That's what Rashi is saying. That there is no Kedusha in the Lishkas Behedrin. Because if there would be Kedusha, how would someone be able to sit down? And Koshkin, how would anybody be able
so
to sleep?
So was in an area where you could sleep.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So that being the case, let his wife join him there in the Lishkas Behedrin. Toises Grad is not happy with the Rashi because he says, even if you're going to tell me it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, but it certainly has the Kedusha Har HaBayis. And Kedusha Har HaBayis explains Rashi, that's what we call in the times of the Mishkan, the Machne Leviyah. And the Machne Leviyah, the Halacha is a Baal Keri, is also to go into the Machne Leviyah. If the Kohen Gadol is going to live with his wife, he's automatically going to become a Baal Keri. So how is that possible? So therefore, Toisis learns a little bit differently than Rashi. The Kasha of the Gemara is, instead of allowing them to go to Lishkas Behedrin, we should go and sequester the Kohen Gadol with his wife in one of the Mechilois. Mechilois means one of the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash. And we learn back in Masechtas Psachim and elsewhere that the Mechilois loy niskachu, if they didn't have Kedusha, then the Kohen Gadol and his wife would be able to live there beneath the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kash is not, like Rashi is learning, let the Mrs. Kohen Gadol join the Kohen Gadol in the Lishkas Parhedrin, but let's go be mafish both of them to a neutral area which had a status of chulin, such as the Mechilois, and then they can live together for the 7 days before Yom Kodesh. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Okay. Either Rashi kid Islay, Toys kid Islay, but why does he have a frosha from his own wife? The Gemara gives
yes. Afrosha in the Sinai 7 days before Sinai.
That was 3 days. 3 days. 3 days. Nishta zimn take nor dra take.
3 days.
Mm-hmm. So the Gemara gets right. So we have a good kasha. We base it on a pirish. It's time to be hidden and say to Omer, Shematimutze ishto yisafik nida v'yovi aleh. I'm afraid that if the Kohen Gadol will be together with his wife during those 7 days, maybe during those 7 days she's not going to be a vaday nida, but she'll be a suffering nida, and maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to be mekel and he's going to be moida heter. And Chas Hashem is going to go and live with her. We want to go and avoid that, because if a person lives with a nida, he becomes tamei for shivas yomim. As we state in pusik, v'im shochayv yishkav ish oisa. Usehi nidasa olav, if the woman, if the wife is a nida, v'tomei shivas yomim. And the whole purpose of sequestering him is that he should be kodesh v'tor. And if during those 7 days he's going to live with his wife, and she's a suffolk nida, and therefore he's going to become a boil nida, he'll be tomei shivas yomim, he won't be able to do the avoida. That's why we ask her, please don't join your husband for that 1 week. But the Gemara immediately jumps and says, how can you even have such a havamina? Ata b'rishia skinan. Neither zechan iser midiaraisa, zechan iser kareis. Does anybody have a havamina that the Kohen Gadol would go and live with his wife and she's a suffolk nida? Chavada nevada nisht. Says Gemara, you're right. What I really meant to say was elishema yovei alishtoi, v'timatzi suffolk nida, and add the word limafreya. What do we mean? What's going on over here? So if you remember the beginning of Masechtas Nida, we had the first Misha, we had Shammai, we had Hillel, we had the Chachamim. But bottom line is, one happens in Zman of Chazal. If a woman was Poiris Nida, so not only was there a problem Legabe relations with her husband, there was a much bigger problem, and that is Legabe Tumas Ochlin. Because in those good days, people, the Chaverim, were all makbet to eat even their Chulin B'Tahara. And therefore, if the woman was a Nida, V'shteitzach Mikanul Habo, after she becomes a Nida, anything that she touches becomes tummy. That goes without saying. But even the Mafreya, how far back do you go? The Bekidu Bekidim, Amisles, Tayyashata. Okay, Zagam Tzimachloike, the Shammai Hill, Medecham. But bottom line is, we go back B'derech Klal and Amisles, or to the previous Bekidah. That's the Mishnah said, Bekidu Bekidim, Eis La'Eis. Each one is a mayat, it's the lesser of the two. But let's assume, for instance, she didn't make a bedika for the last few days. You go back 24 hours. Aha. Okay, so if the Kohen Gadol were to go and live with his wife, and then the next morning it turns out she's poiris nida, even though b'shas masa didn't see any blood, b'shas to be it, nothing happened. But the next morning she does see blood. Since I'm choish, we go back 24 hours. And amislas, that means that the Kohen Gadol lived with his wife, and the mafreya midra, not minatoira, midrabanon, she has a din of a sofik nida, and he lived together with her, so he's now also a sofik of a boil nida. Oh, we don't want that to happen, because in midrabanon, he would be tamei 7 days, like it says in the Torah. If a person lives with a nida, he becomes tamei shivas yamim. Aha. Says Imar, that's the reason why we don't allow his ishtoi to go and join him, so that we shouldn't find out limafreya that he lived with a suffik nida. Suffik in the sense that, not that she was a suffik bishas maisa. Bishas maisa, she was clean. But since we have a klal, Imar says, Masechtas Nida, Shema koisli beis harechem hemidu, maybe she did have nida blood. She didn't see the nida blood, but the nida blood had already left the makoyer, and they were already in her body. No way the Kohen Gadol could have known that. There's certainly no issur to go and live with his wife, especially if she did a bedika before. But l'mafreya, if you're going to go and say that we go midrabanan 24 hours before nukum techois, then he would have a din of a boil nida. He'd be tamei shivas yamim, and therefore we don't want such a situation.
What about situations where people know it to be immediately afterwards?
To go and make a bedik immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
And Rashi, in fact, talks all about that. There's an extensive Rashi, but that all is helpful for not having to worry about that Chas V'Sholem he has to go and bring a Korban Chatas L'Moshel. Here we're worried about the din of the Taharis, and we're worried about a Boil Nida L'Mafreya. Meaning, if I'm worried about that Koisli Beis Arechem Hamidu, even though she didn't see, and even though he did not see, if L'Maisa the next day, if she saw blood, it goes back. Now, it goes back either Amis, less than Pekidah L'Pekidah. So therefore, if they didn't make any Bedika at all before or afterwards, then 24 hours before. If they did make a Bedika afterwards, L'Choyra, then you wouldn't have that problem. The Gemara is probably concerned, what happens if they live together and she forgets to make a bedika subsequently? Since he won't have the benefit of that bedika, then you'd have to go back 24 hours, and then he would have a din of a boil nida midraban. And therefore, to avoid all of those issues, we tell her stay away for 7 days. However, this is not so simple. Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Chizra, Keman ki Reb Akiva, L'choyre kum t'choyis, our mission is going according to Reb Akiva. Di amanita metames b'yalo, and you have to add the word l'mafreya. Di Rabbanu Amri, ein nida metames b'yalo. When the Gemara says not metames b'yalo, avada nida metames b'yalo. This is a chaposik in Chumash. We don't mean chas v'shalom to go against Rabbanu, not arguing with a posik. The pasuk starts off, "Isha kisia zava dam yezayim bebsara." She is, although the word zava would really mean a nida over here, and it says, "V'imshachav yishkav ish oisa usihi nidasa alav." If her nida blood goes on him, v'tamei shivasiyam achman is tamei. It's nothing to talk about. What the Gemara is talking about is legavi whether it works lemafrei. We said before that the Mishnah beginning of Masechtas Nida says that midrabanan on every nida, you go back. That Mishnah is talking about Taka Taharis. The question is, does the same halacha also apply to the husband? That we say that the husband now, midrabanan, is now a boyel nida, and therefore he has to be tamei for shivas yom. That's a big machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabban. In other words, everybody holds that by Taharis you go back Taka to the last bedika until 24 hours before. By Taharis for sure. So therefore, if she wakes up in the morning, Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and she finds that she is a nida, if she didn't make a bedika yesterday, all of the foods that she cooked and she baked yesterday on Wednesday are all tamei. However, if she lived with her husband, does he also become tamei shivas yama midrabanan? Mach loikis. Rebbe Kiva zok, yeah. And the Rabbanan Zogin Nisht. Ezei Bazoi, our Mishnah that is so concerned about the possibility that the husband's going to become a Boyel Nida Limafreya without his realizing, he'll realize Limafreya by the next day, and therefore he's going to be Tamei Shivas Yamim. That's only according to Rabbi Akiva, that's not according to the Rabbanan. Since I'm apparently choshesh for that, because I say in our Mishnah, where mafreshim me ishtoi, is that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, not according to Rabbanan. Because I'm a Rabbanan, ay, nida metames v'yala l'mafreya, the nida is only metame, oichlenu mashkin l'mafreya, but not her husband. You could say our Mishnah goes according to Rabban also, because Alkali Bli Rabban Alid Rabbi Kiva Ela Bi Achar Al Bchar Achar Moidulei. The whole machlokes is only Bi Achar, but by one Achar, then they're Moide. What do we mean Achar or one Achar? So Rashi explains in some detail that there are really three Zmanim that we should talk about, which the Gemara Maseches Nida talks about. There's something which is called Miyad, which the Gemara Nida calls Oisyoim, which means take it from Miyad right after the Bia. Then there's a slightly later Zman, and that's the Zman of Kadesha Teiret Minamita V'Tadiach Espaneh Shulmata. That's what we call Acher Zman. And Acher Zman even means beyond that. So what are we talking about? If right after the Bia is over, she has an id, it means such a shmata in her hand, to go and wipe herself, and at that time she wipes and she finds blood, either she sees or the husband sees. The husband is noch erge, because the husband has a chazok, he doesn't see dam, it's only because of her. So if it's oisiyoim means take it from miyad, immediately, right after the Masa Bia, either he or she sees blood on their edim, on the cloths that they use, then avada, everybody agrees that not only is she a nida, then he has a din also of a boil nida. Because we see the blood didn't happen post nida, it happened post bia, it happened during the bia itself. That everybody agrees. Now, the next step is achrezman. Achrezman means it wasn't taken from miyad, but rather after the bia, she lay in bed a little bit, and then after that, Kadesha Teiret Minamita, she went down from the bed, and then she was Mediach Es Paneh Shel Mata. From this point on, it's at least theoretically possible that the priest's Nida happened 5 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute after the Bia was over. and perhaps the whole bia shook up the body, and therefore she became a priestess nida post bia. Aha, that's what we call acherzman. Then there's something called acherzman. Acherzman means beyond that, beyond the minute that it takes to get off the mitah b'taniach es panel. Let's say we're talking about 5 minutes later or an hour later, and now she sees blood. In other words, she didn't wipe herself, she didn't check herself until 5-10 minutes later, half an hour later, an hour later. What happens now? That's called acherzman. So says our Gemara, when did we have a machloikis Rebbe Kiva and Rabbanan? In all three of those cases, Avada, the Ochlin, Umashkin, Lemafreya, all become Tomei. That's nothing to talk about. The question is, what about the husband? When does he have a din of Tumas Shiva Midrabanan? It's Omlu Rav Chizda, Filutim Rabban, Abkalikli Rabbanan, Leid Rebbe Kiva, Ela Bi Acher Acher. If you're already talking about that third zman, not the immediate, not the acher zman of the Kadesha Tered Menamita, but already post that, says Rabbi Akiva, I'm afraid that maybe she was a nida b'shas masa, and the husband also is tummy. Says Rabbanan, no. If she only finds it later on, I don't have to worry about it. Since they didn't find it b'shas nabiya, they only found out about it 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, half an hour later. Shai, the husband, yeah, oichlun amashkin, yeah, but I'm not machmir on the husband. But aval bechad acher, chad acher means right after the bia, not miyad, mamish miyad. But kidei sheteidim min amita v'tzadiach paneh shel matich weiss, 30 seconds, a minute, whatever that zman is. That chad acher moidele afil. The rabbanu would be moide that if she does see nida, that even though b'shas bia efshiyo efshenisht, I don't know because we're only discovering this 30 seconds or a minute later. But nevertheless, a machmer, even according to the rabbanon, that the husband has a status of a Safik Boil Nida, the Rabbanan, and therefore he'll be Tomei Shivas Yom. Ah, so therefore that's why our Mishnah says we don't allow the husband and wife to be together. I'm not worried about that the next day she'll see blood. I'm worried about that a minute after the Bia she's going to go and see blood. And then even according to Rabbanan we have to go to Mafreya. Oh, he said he's going to go and be Tomei. If he's going to be Tomei, he will be of Tzuris. He won't be able to do the avoid in the base of Mikdash, yeah, because he's going to be Tomei Shivas Yomim Dirabanan. So therefore, we don't have to go and say it's a din in the only Kodesh Rebbe Kiva. It could even go according to the Rabban.
Why would he be? Why are we worried that he'll be Tomei according to the Rabbanan if now he's doing avoda that's the Daraisa? Mm-hmm.
No, the point is that since we want that the Kohen Gadol should be B'Kedusha B'Tahara, doing the Avoida for Klal Yisrael, and that's the whole reason why being Mafreshim, that he should be set aside and be an aura and hover within this Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days, and he learns the whole time all the Halachos Avoida, and his Zotilim, etc., etc. We don't want him to become Tamei, certainly not Midiraisa, but even Dirabanan we don't want him to become Tamei, because Dirabanan, that will disqualify him from being the Kohen Gadol. So you're going to go and say that Tumah Hutra B'tziva is only by Tumas Mes, that's number one. And number two, that's why we have in our Mishnah that if he has any type of psul, we have the Maskin Loi Kohen Acher, we have a backup. So we don't want the Kohen Gadol to have any tinge or taint of any Tumah whatsoever, side the Arise, side the Rabban. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, Rabbi Cohen.
You can decide only for two Kohanim, yeah, backups. Yeah. I don't know what this year is.
Mommy,
Rabbanan. Yeah. No, so I don't know why you only say two. You should go according to the base of the Kohanim.
Yeah.
Certain Kohanim, you know, the family usually has a certain time when they do that.
Yeah.
Is the question good? Is, why
is
only two?
Is the Kohanim will decide when the base image is rebuilt?
Rabbi Cohen, if you remember in our mission, in fact, it says, in the deep recesses of your neshama, you remember that the Mishnah said, says Rabbi Yehuda, or maskinen loy, even isha acheres, a backup wife. Backup wife, that sounds very strange. Yeah, since it says in the Torah, v'chipa badoi ubiad beisoi, and beisoi zu ishtoi, what happens if chas v'sholom his wife were to pass away during the 7 days prior to, or during the 5 minutes prior to Yom Kippur, he'll be without v'chipa badoi ubiad beisoi, so maskinen loy isha acheres. Amr loy, the Chum said, in Cain ain the dover soif. So therefore, returning to your question, it's mamish, iretach mamish dizel beverta for in the Mishnah. If you're going to go and say that we have to put aside aside a third coin with a fourth coin. Maybe you have to put aside 1,000 kayadim. Who knows? Epsa Chas Shalom, a Philippine disaster, a Hurricane Sandy, the Alekahanim and Niftaven Cholila, and then you have to go and bring another coin from Tel Aviv, from Bnei Brak. She got me masking 1,000 kayadim.
No, they had their own kohen, their own family had a certain time. It wasn't somebody from another place.
But there was a limit to how many people.
I mean, they came from the same family. They may live in another place, wherever it is, but it was why.
Anyway, but you're based off, and Gemara is going to talk about Yom Beis, and Baltim is Zain based off. Okay, remember Rabbi Kohn, Rabbi Kohn mentioned Beis Av, we're going to have Mitchum in the Yom Beis, Dai L'Simcha B'Shatim. Omer Reb Zeira.
She's in another house. They don't
put it
together.
Yeah, they
she's not married, Tom.
They're not married, but she's a psula, and she's ready.
No, I mean, the regular wife, yeah. So he's with him.
They're not together. She's at home. But maybe Chas Hashem, she'll pass away. Aziz Shtarben etezan and Almin Unafro.
The problem is this. Yeah.
That's the problem. Nishvein Timma, no, the Masim as a van and Almin, and therefore basic. I'm sorry. Quite
of you, they married the second woman.
But not at that time.
On condition.
After the first one died. You're saying that he's married to two women?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know?
No, because what the Gemara says is that he makes a condition that he's going to divorce him. So he's going to walk into the base of Mikdash, and then he's going to divorce.
You're saying that's more? We haven't gotten to that Gemara yet.
He's married to two women at the time he does the Avoda.
Okay.
But he's got to wait to walk into the base of Mikdash.
So you're saying Gemara is going to address that soon? Okay, Metchim, don't give it. Shkoyach?
This says Beis Av, one bias, not two.
Okay, Metchim, we'll get to that. He's Shkoyach for being Ma'ir. I appreciate it. Anyways, getting back to Gemara, Omer Reb Zeira. Okay, so now this is a very, very important point. We said that the Torah tells us, we know that the halacha is that every single nida is automatically tomei shivat yam. Even if she only sees blood for 1 minute, we're not talking about a zava now, we're talking about a nida. Regular nida, so a regular period, even if the whole period lasted for a minute, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, makes no difference, she's tomei shivat yam. Minat Torah, you don't need shiva nekiyim. But you have to have 7 days that she counts. At the end of the 7 days, if she sees no more blood, she goes to the mikveh, motza yoim hashvi. Okay, that's everybody knows that. That's a double pashit. Ve'isha ki si yazova, dami yazova b'psara, shivas yomim tia benidasa, and she's tummy. Good. Now, says Vaita the Pasik, Vim Shochev Yishkav Ish Oisa, if her husband lived with her, Unisim Nidasa Olav, and therefore he also became a Nida, he became a boil Nida, Ulza Tame Shivas Yam. Same then, Ulza Tame Shivas Yam. Okay, so far on the surface, they apparently are exactly the same. But there is a difference. The difference is, when do they toivel at the conclusion of the 7 days? Now we know that the woman only toivels at night. She doesn't toivel on the seventh day itself. If she were to go and toivel on the seventh day, that would be totally ineffective and non-valid. Rather, she toivels at night, matzah, the seventh day. What's the din of the boil nida? Is he also the same thing that he only is matayah at night, just like his wife? Or can he go and toivel during the day? And that's going to be now a major machloikis between Rav Zeira and Rav Simi Minehedo. So Omer Rav Zeira, Shema Mino, from our Mishnah, from our Gemara, I see the boil nida, enoi ken nida legabi hilchois tevila, although she toivels at night, he is toivel by yoyim, he toivels during the day. What's the raya? The amriz boil nida kenida, amis toivel balayla, lemacher hechi ovid avoidu aboy herev shamish, alav shmamina boil nida aina kenida. So what's my thing, Martz's up? So the Mepharshim zogen ganz klar. Since we are poivishim 7 days, normally the 7 days would start on Gimel Tishrei, what we call Tzayim Gedalia. Because if you count from Gimel Tishrei through Tes Tishrei, let's count that together. Gimel is 1, and Dalet is 2, and Hey is 3, and Vav is 4, and Zion is 5, and Ches is 6, and Tes Tishrei is 7. 7 days. 7 full days. Aha. Okay. Now, since we allow him to be Poydish starting on the Gimel Tishrei, what happens if he lives with his wife the night before? Not a problem. Only mafreshim for those 7 days. Yeah, but there is a problem. What happens if Itaka became tummy as a result of living with his wife the night before? In other words, motzeh beis to, that's Leil Gimel. Okay, so you'll say, fine. He's going to go on toivel at the end of his 7 days and it'll be tohar. So if he's going to say toivel like his wife at the end of full 7 days, that's going to be Leil Yom Kippur. putting aside whether or not we would be matir him to go and toivah on Yom Kippur or not, let's put that issue aside. In other words, let's assume that he could toivah on Yom Kippur.
He's toivah a whole day, five times.
Exactly. So let's assume he could toivah that.
Not like today. It's a different story.
Different story. So let's assume he could toivah that night, but he still couldn't do the avodah the next day. Because like every single person who's tameh, after they toivah, they become a tful yoim, and you only have the full degree of tahara after Harav Shamish. So therefore, if he's going to go toivah on Leil Yom Kippur, he's only going to become fully tahar Matzi Yom Kippur, 24 hours later. So how's he going to do all the avodah on the Yom Kippur day? Mujduch Zayin, that we allow him to toivel on Erev Yom Kippur together with Gans Klal Yisrael, Erev Yom Kippur, everybody toivels Erev Yom Kippur, no? Come on, everybody toivels Erev Yom Kippur. And then, therefore, he'll have the benefit of Erev Shemesh at night. He'll be able to do all the avodah the next day on Yom Kippur. So that's what Reb Zayda is trying to
talk about.
That
you'd have to have 8 days this year.
Exactly, exactly. Which is, by the way, what the Gemara is going to say in another moment. But at this time,
we were comparing before the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur to the coin of surface of Parah.
No.
And there we said Tful Yom was not only acceptable, but was required by the Chachamim.
No.
So why, if we're comparing Avodah Yom Kippur to surface of Parah,
right,
why isn't Tful Yom kosher to do the Avodah Yom Kippur?
Why?
If we're making those connections, we're both learning it, and we're saying it's fully, even...
What's the basis of the Chachamim? I'm in it. What's the basis of the Chachamim's psak? The guy that's full yoyim is kusher b'paradum. The height of Lishon Tzedokim, they went and did special things. What special things did they do? They were matamehim to go and say, you Tzedokim, you guys are wrong. But it's not that every single time the Tzedokim said black, the Chum said, okay, we have to say white. If they say white, we got to say black. You know, it's not that the Tzedokim always to go and knock him over the head and punch him in the nose. The point is that the Tzedokim learned that it says in the Pasuk that you have to have an ish tohar that does the paraduma. And they learned tohar means Erev Shemesh. And the Chum had based on different drushes that Torah doesn't mean the full degree of Tahara with Harif Shemesh. Tful Yom is enough. But it's all based on drushes of Chazal of the Psukim in Parshas Chukas, which deal with the Paraduma. Here, however, we're dealing with Psukim in Parshas Emor. Achrimoish. Go ahead. There, Achrimoish talks about the Avodah and the Yom Kippur. We don't have the same type of Psukim. See there? Here's one aloha, another aloha. The two are two separate.
They didn't fight about that.
They didn't fight about it, exactly. Then everybody agrees that if you want to deal with any types of kudishim, eat kachim, to avoid the kachim, you have to have Harif Shamish. It is l'chayra shtarka raya that the boil need is not like the nida. The nida has to wait until at night to go and be toivled. However, the Kohen Gadol in this case, and every boil nida, doesn't have to wait until night. You could toivle during the day. And therefore, the Kohen Gadol will then have the benefit Harif Shemesh, and he'll be able to do the avodah. Doesn't Reb Zayda Shmami know boil nida any kenida? Legabi what? That he can be toivled by yoim. The Amr's boil nida kenida. That you have to be toivled by Laila. Hey, Mr. Tovel, by Laila. Lamacher, hey, he over avodah. How can he do the avodah on Yom Kippur? Vavoy Harif Shemesh. Laf Shmami no. Boil nida any kenida. In the sense that he can go on toivel beyoy. I've seen Minedo Omar. I feel the same by Nida is Kenida, that he can toivel at night, just like the Nida toivels at night. Then we're going to have a problem. You don't have the head of Shemesh. Although our Misha talks about 7 days, we don't mean 7 days starting on the morning of Tzim Gedalia. We don't even mean Leil Tzim Gedalia. What we mean is an hour before Tzim Gedalia begins, which today, since we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, would mean that we are mafashim to Lishkas Behedrin an hour before the end of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. From that point on, we're mafreshim. What's the benefit of being mafreshim that day? So that is already considered to be 1 day. It's a miktasayim kekulai. So that's already his first day. So his first day is on base. If he happened to have lived with his wife prior to that hour, and afterwards it turns out that he was a nida or a boil nida, we'll count 7 days. 7 days now including bays, because we were mafreshim already from that day on as day number one. We're going to go now all the way to day number eight, meaning the eighth day of Tishrei. Eighth day of Tishrei will now be his counting of 7 days. Matzah eight Tishrei, in other words, Leil Erev Yom Kippur, he'll go to the mikveh at night, just like his wife will go that night, because it happens to be the end of 7 days, it's at night. And now his Herev Shemesh is not going to be based on Yom Kippur, but his Herev Shemesh is going to be now Erev Yom Kippur, since he went to the mikveh Matzah Shmini, Leil of Erev Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur itself, he won't do any Avoida. He probably doesn't do an Avoida those 7 days anyway. He's a Lishkas Bahedrin. And now, Leil Yom Kudish, meaning now Leil Asiri, now he'll have the benefit of Herev Shemesh, because he'll have the Tfilah of night before, the whole day, and now the Herev Shemesh finally of the end of Erev Yom Kippur, beginning of Yom Kippur. Now we'll have the full degree of Tahara. He'll be able to do the Avoida the next day. Are you going to go and ask me? But according to that, we're not Mafashim 7 days before. We're now Mafashim 8 days before. Zokta Chirashi, Zokta Mafarshim, since it's 7 days. Plus 1 hour. 1 hour, this is Agrois Achushim Ezachsa. So we say 7 days. But we really mean 7 days plus, according to this Teretz, of Reb Simi Minehedot. So bottom line is, we have now a major machloikis between Reb Zeira and Reb Simon ben Adar. When does a boil need a toivel? Does he toivel by yom, or does he toivel by laila? For our purposes, the ramifications will be, when do we start the hafrasha? Do we start it only on Gimel, or do we start it already on Beis Tishrei, an hour before Shkia? But this is a machloikis which doesn't only apply to Yom Kippur. This applies throughout the year. And this is not only a Kohen Gadol dikadin. This is a din of anybody that was boil nida. That what's his avodah? For Shetzer, we're not talking about Chas v'Shalom b'Mezid. Turns out b'Shoygi, whether afterwards he finds out b'Oisyoim, or he finds it out b'Achrizman. But the point is that if he has the status of a boil nida, machloikis Reb Zeira and Reb Simon Adar, does he toivel b'Yoim, or does he toivel b'Laila? And the Gemara is going to bring now a series of kashas, one after the other, to show that lechoyr he toivel b'yoy. Break the Gemara meisvei. State in the Brisa, kol chayobi tvilas. Anyone that's chayv tvila, tvilasam b'yoyim. Everybody's tvilasam b'yoyim. Everybody. Except, nida. V'yoyledes tvilasam b'layla. Oh, so it's very, very clear. Everybody is b'yoyim, with the exception of nida v'yoyledes. Since a boil nida is nishka nida, and he's not a yoyledes, right, he's a man, he's not a nida yoyledes. So therefore he's a tvilasam b'yoyim. Is a clear cut like Reb Zeira, l'choyr shver, and Reb Simon ben Ehedah. Ever the Gemara, or still we didn't finish off the kasha, need the end, boil, need the loy. Ever the Gemara, no. Neither b'chol da'asim rebuye. Although the Brisa used the term neither, it means neither, and all of the derivatives of the neither. Because the man too, because Avada, he is not a neither, but he's a boil neither. How did he become a boil neither? Because she's a neither. So therefore we mean not only the av, or maybe here the aim, that she's the neither, but also the tolda, that he's also the boil neither. Yeah, vazok te gaber. Noch wohl versteinisch? Was sagst du bei Yoledes?
You said, she's a Yoledes Nida.
No, this is zwei Luches. Jede Nida, wenn sie teufeln, darf teufeln bei Nacht. Und jede Yoledes darf teufeln bei Nacht. Für was darf Yoledes kein teufeln? Weil in Zung doch ein Psychas Rechem beloi Dam. Jede Mal erfülle, sie hat ein Lady Yabeshter, rief das um die Gemüra. Fülle mir seht nicht kadam. Sie du Dam. Wo ist geworden mit der Dam? Sie geworden verschwunden. Ergitz is the dam, but ein psiches kever beloi dam. So it must be that she saw dam. So therefore she has a din of a nida, and she's going to have to go and wait at least 7 days, or maybe 14 days, to be able to go in toivel, and then to be muteris labala. Yeah, vazok
terabe ibro. According to the opinion, there was some of the shkia on beis.
Right.
What about the custom people have not to...
to go and live together with their wives during the day?
Unless it's leil tefillah during Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, so... it was Leil Tefillah, 100%. But even that, he was talking about Me'ikah Dedina, Al Salocha. That's all Taka Minig, Minig Kodesh and Klal Yisrael, Havada Vada. I don't know if they had that Minig at that time, but the Gemara is talking Lahalocha as opposed to on Minhagim. Abizin Kerach, the Minig is Taka not to live. By the way, also, in that time could be before they were Masak in 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So he lived with his wife, it was already Motzer Rosh Hashanah, right, the second day. Today, everywhere you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but that's all because of the Shluchim, because of the Bilbil and the Gamsa Mas. However, it wasn't Minat Torah, there's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So you could say that this is all talking about before they Masak in 2 days Rosh Hashanah.
When were they
Masak in? When Masak in, that's during Chazal period. Why did they do it? It all had to do with the Shluchim, they come earlier, they come later, and people didn't hear about it. So the Mamela people live far away, they send shluchim. But Rosh Hashanah, you can't send shluchim anywhere.
Right.
Right? Because it's already the first day of Rosh Hashanah. First day of Rosh Hashanah, the two shluchim come in, the two edim come in, and they go and say, we saw the new Levana. So how many people live around the Beis Midrash that heard that the Mekudesh HaChodesh? Very few. Right, all the people that lived more than a mile away, 2 miles away, you can't go on Yom Tov, so they might not hear about it. So therefore they made 2 days, but it wasn't. Min HaTorah is only 1 day Rosh Hashanah, there's no 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So only subsequently they made the 2 days. So you could say that Gemara is talking about the good old days when there's only 1 day, and then you certainly don't have your problem of filling of making the mini. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
Yeah,
what's the question?
Sorry,
yes, Rabbi Newman, I'm sorry.
Okay, the Messias we're talking about is Rabbanim, right? It's not
the din of Tumas Boil Nida Limafreya is Rabban. If it's a Tumas Boil Nida that they knew Bishas Masa, they know for sure, then that's their rice. In other words, if Chas Shalom is talking about a Rosh Chulil B'chaz, that the husband lives with his wife and he knows she's a Nida, then the Chabad, the Boil Nida, besides the din of Karis, he has a din of Tumashim. It could also be a Shogi. He didn't know that there is such a din, or he didn't know that she was a Nida. She didn't realize she was a Nida. And they lived together. Ay, ay, ay. So there wouldn't be a din of Karis. You'd have to go and become Chatos, but you still have a din of Shivas Yom. The Machlokes we had in the Gemara before was, what happens if we only find out subsequently that she was a Nida? Does it go back Lamafreya or not? And also depends on when they found out subsequently. Did they find out immediately subsequently? Or did they find out subsequently? That was the discussion we had before in the Gemara. Good. Anyway, so at this point, we have this machloket between Reb Zeira and Reb Simon Nehedah. What's the halacha? When does a husband who's a boil need the one? Does he toivel? Does he toivel on seventh day? Or does he toivel matzah seventh day at night like his wife? So we had Reb Zeira that says toivel's by yom. Reb Simon Nehedah says by night. We brought a rai lechoyra, a very stark rai. Kol chayov etvilas vilasim by yom. With the exception of a nida and a yoledes, so is the choira a boil nida is bayoyim? Efti more no. When it said nida, we mean nida and her chavraya. In other words, all derivatives, not only the nida but the boil nida as well. Okay, so comes good to teretz. Okay, nishkefetach. Efti more may say, I'll bring you another raya. Poshteit on the brace of balkeri kimage sheretz. Boil nida kitmei mes. A balkeri has the same din as a tmei sheretz. A boil nida has the same din of tmei mes. Now, Freit Yimara, what is this brisa coming to tell us? The Gabi, which halacha? It's a Mishnah, Masechta Zavim. What is the Mishnah trying to tell us? My lav litvila lechoy. Isn't it telling us the Gabi tvila? Women is the Gabi tvila. A balkeri is like maga sheretz. Maga sheretz, anybody who touches a dead sheretz, one of the shmoinish rotzim, he becomes tamei, he toivels during the day, he becomes a tvul yoim, he waits the head of shemesh at night, and then he becomes tar. Same thing, Baal Keri, exactly the same thing. He sees Keri, toivels during the day, becomes a tvul yoim, waits till Herav Shemesh, and becomes totally tar. Aha, okay, very good. Now, what's the din now, legabe, a boil nida? Is just like a tmei mes. What means just like a tmei mes? About you have to wait 7 days just like a tmei mes. You don't need hazor, shilish, yushvi. Good. But you got to wait, count 7 days. But what happens to that tmei mes? He also toivels by yoim. He gets the benefit of Herav Shemesh and becomes tohar balayla. Same thing the boil nida. Toivels during the day, gets tahara, and then he has Herav Shemesh at night. Is my lav letvila. Isn't the halacha of this Mishnah that boil nida ketmei mes legabi hilchas tvila that you toivel during the day? Is the charaya to Reb Zeira against Reb Simi Mineta? No, the Mishnah not talking legabi tvila, legabi hilchas tuma letumasan. Tumasan that just says that just like in Magasheritz is 1 day, Balkari is 1 day, and just like tmei mes is 1 day. I'm sorry, just like tmei mes is 7 days, boil nida is also 7 days. Thank you, Mark. Of Dame Daphne, the Shum Commissioner, to Mosim Hedjik Sibahu. Hi to Mashivik Sibay. Hi to Mashivik Sibay. Both in Parshas Chukas, when it talks about Tumas Mes, we know it's 7 days. And the Gabi the Boyal Nida, we have the Pasik of Shimas Yom. I don't need a Mishnah for that. Yei Dam Uretz Vices. A Psikim in the Torah. Elav Sulachoy Betomel Tzvi Lason. Is a Chvaiter, a Raya, that a Boyal Nida is just like a Tmei Mes that you toivel by Yoim. Empty more light. We said it's a double parshit. It's not so parshit. Save it, Strichalei. Ela shechomur mimenu boil nida shemetame mishkav umoyshev betumakala Letame oichlunu mashkin. Who? What is this all about? Aha. This is a special din of Tumas Mishkov Umoyshev, which the Gemara calls very often a Tumas Medris. What's so special about Mishkov Umoyshev? So you have a whole bunch of psukim. The reason why they call it Mishkov Umoyshev, because the pasuk itself refers to that lashon. It says, V'chol ha-shetishkav olav, v'chol ha-sheteshev olav, v'chol negev mishkova. Special din of a Mishkav Moshev. Now, what is the special din of Mishkav Moshev? Normally, Mishkav Moshev, there are two major chidushim, which are two major chumras. What are we talking about? What happens if a woman is takanita? And what happens if somebody touches her, her husband or anybody else touches her? They are touching an avatuma. And that individual becomes a rishon l'tuma. And avatum is matame odom v'kelim. So if a person were to go and touch the woman that's a nida, he now himself becomes now a tame. He becomes a rishon l'tuma. What is a rishon l'tuma matame? Is a rishon l'tuma matame odom v'kelim?
No.
He's only matame oichlun mashkin. Okay, fine. What happens if instead of the nida touching the person, the nida was lying on a bed? And now someone came, and the nida already left the bed. She's already davening and saying tilim. She's saying the Perek Shira every day. And now someone went and touched her blanket, the mishkav, where she was lying before. Oh, the halacha is that person becomes tameh. He didn't touch the nida, he touched the blanket. And not only does he become tameh, he becomes tameh and avatuma dikatuma, that he's metama odam v'kelim. That's chumra number one. That Mishkav Moshev is such an intense tuma, it's not only that he becomes a reshine, as if he had touched her, and metame oichon mashkin, he's metame odo v'kelim. But there's another chiddush as well. What happens if he avoids touching the top blanket, because he knows that she lied on the top blanket? See, therefore he touched the second blanket underneath, or the third one. Even 10 blankets, she was lying on 10 covers. He touches the bottom cover. Also becomes Tameh Atumas Av L'Tameh Odom V'Kelev. Wow! Two tremendous chidushim. Number one, just touching the Mishkav of Moshe makes him Tameh Odom V'Kelev. And number two, that even if it's not the top one, he touches even 10 down below.
10 mattresses.
10 mattresses, exactly. 10 levels, one underneath the other, and you touch the bottom one, you become a fully Tameh Tumas Medris, the Tameh Odom V'Kelev. Now that's the Gavid Halacha of the Nida herself. What happens if it wasn't the Nida? It was the Boyel Nida. But the Boyel Nida, we only have one of those two Chumras, not both. What is that one? The one Chumra that we have is that Afilo 10 Matzois, 10 bedspreads, 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. The Boyel Nida was lying on a bed, and the Nida, of course, was not on the bed. If the Nida was on the bed, then there's nothing to talk about. But the Boyel Nida had his own bed, and he lied in his own bed, but he was the Boyel Nida. If you touch the 10th blanket underneath, the 10th mattress, whatever, the person becomes Tamei. But here, the person doesn't become Tamei, the Tuma of an Av, to Metama or the Mekalim. It's only to Metamei. Oichlin o mashkin. So that's what the Gemara says. The Einoch Hanami, the first part of the Mishnah which we quoted, is Nishka Chiddush. It's the Chadava Pash. But the reason why we are quoting that part of the Mishnah is because the Mishnah said at the end that a Boyel Nida can tamei mes, and the Mishnah continues on, Ela shechomur mimenu Boyel Nida. Boyel Nida is more chomur than tumas mes in one respect. That what? That it's matam mishkav u'moishav. 10 matzois, one on top of the other. But betumakala, letame oichlenu mashkin. Let's see quickly the top two Rashis. Rashis mazur much better than I am. Shematam mishkav u'moishav. Afilu es matzois zu al gabzu. Even if you had 10 spreads, one on top of the other. Utmei mes, in matab el magoi. Utmei mes, although, of course, the tumas mes has its own chumra that you have to have the paraduma, mechlishi yishvi, avad and avad. 100, matam boil, 100%. However, and metamel magoi only the maga and not the medris, not the mishkav moshe. So that's like a big chumr. But there is a kula that what this boil need is only metam oichun amashkin v'loy letami odav kalim kishar. Kol oisa mishkav u'moishev. Who are the shar kol oisa mishkav u'moishev? Keep going. Zav, v'zova, v'nida, u'metzoyra, shetemusan, av hatum letami odam v'keilim. Aboye nida, k'siv bei, kol ha-mishkav ha-shiishka olav yitma, nitkoy ha-kosim, itum ha-chamura. the mishkan need the atzma shemetama adam ki dechse bechala yiga kala she yiga b'mishkava kana give mishkava vevila to makala that it's not metami adam mekalem it's only metama oichlen o mashkin. Aye, how do you know? The pasuk says kala mishkava she yishkav olav yitma. Maybe the yitma is taken metame adam mekalem. Says Rashi the yitma chamura lishte krominei that I don't need this pasuk at all kala mishkava she yishkav olav yitma. Vano yadana the mishkava itame ki mishkav nida doksev usihi nidasa olav. Since the Torah says that a person who lives with a nida usihi nidasa olav, based on those three words alone, Zokhtarashi, he would have all the Hilchas Nida, just like her, Mamish, the mirror image. If that's the case, why do I have to have a special pasuk on Mishkav Yishalav Yitma? Not Lahakmir, but Lihokel, that it's not Metame or the Mikalim, only Oichlen O Mashkin. Anyway, but bottom line is, that Mishnah Masech Zabin is not talking about Hilchos Tevila, it's only talking about Hilchos Tuma. We're trying to bring a raya legabi tefila, but you have tefila. But I'm nishkarai, because Amish is not talking about tefila at all. Toshima, let's bring another raya, and this is what we're going to call a knockout raya. Here it says crystal clear. Toshima, a brayz in the Tony Reb Chiya, one of the brayz of Reb Chiya, Reb Oishe, Vazok Reb Chiya, Hazov, Vihazova, Vihamitzoira, Vihamitziras. What are the next two words? Oh, Bayal Nida! Clear, Bayal Nida. No two ways about it. Bayal Nida. Utsmei mess. Tvilasan bayoyim, bayoyim. Bayal Nida bayoyim. Nida vialeta tvilasan balayla. So the more tiyufta of dem kem nishkim kateretz. That's crystal clear. You can't say Nida v'chol the domilei v'chol mirabuya. Shteitach Bayal Nida is bayoyim. Is the charai to Reb Zeira shvira kasha on Reb Simi Mineda. Says the Gemara Yitzvaita, let me understand. The whole reason for this parisha is we don't want it to become Tomei Lemoshel by living with his wife and becoming Tumas Nida, Bayal Nida, like we just said now. I have another problem. Forget about his wife. Throughout the 7 days when he was in Lishkas Pahedrin, at the minimum, two Tamid Chacham used to come in every single day and learn with him the Hilchos Avoda, like we had in the Braisa before, back on Daf Dalit. They're just like in the times of the Milua Moshe Beinu, Moser Loi to Harin Ko Shiva, Kedei Lechamcha Ba'avoda, Afladoidis Koyin Godel Poyda Shiva, Umeshamishem Mechot, Ushnei Tamid Chachamim, Mi Talmidav Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, Lafuke Tzidoikim, come and learn with him the Hilchos Avoda. At least two. But it didn't only have to be two. He could have had many visitors. All of his children met Einiklach, probably had tourists. They probably even had industry people, even took pictures, sitting together with the Kohen Gadol and Mefakoyf. He kept to Shavushtam. Anyway, but the point is, lots of people are coming and going into his Oyel, where in this Lishkas Behedrin. Freiti Moriet, let's worry about Tumas Mess. After all, with his wife is only one person. Visiting him, he might have had 100 visitors. It's perhaps even more mastava that one of the people, one of the 100 visitors will go and die. And therefore, we should say nobody should come into his Lishkas Bahedrin, because otherwise he's going to become Tumas Mess for 7 days. So, Freitimah Bachi, Atumah Free Shemit Tumas Beisai. You're so concerned about Tumas Beisai. Have a Shemit Tumas Mess. Let's say that nobody should be able to come in. How is he going to be able to learn Hilchas Avoida? He'll put on a tape. And it's also in all the tapes, and with audios, with videos, and Shemvisan all the haluchas. Zachlifa Babud, Rav Huna, Mishmeh the Rabba, Zoisemeres, Tumas Ameis, Hutrihi Betzibor. What says Hutrihi Betzibor? Because although normally when we think of Tzibor, we normally think of the masses of Klal Yisrael, that either Gans Klal Yisrael, the Roiv of Klal Yisrael, became Tomei. But the same thing applies if Gans Kaihanim, or Roiv Kaihanim became Tomeim, the same halacha applies, that they're not able to do the Avoida. So Tumah Hutrihi Betzibor. And the Gabi Yom Kippur, who are all the Kehanim that are Ro'ui, that are qualified to do the Avoida? There's only one person in that category. And that's the Kohen Gadol. So if you say Tumahid B'Tzibur, then this Kohen Gadol, even if he becomes Tumi Tumas Mas, Kohen Gadol, go to it! Because that's the din of Tumahid Rehi B'Tzibur.
I have the backup.
What's
the
backup?
Do the backup if he becomes Tumas Mas.
We're going to have machloikas on the bottom whether we have to come on to the backup. Just from Abalze. Wait for another few minutes, and we'll get to it. But anyway, they say Bishim Rav Azoyse Meres Tumas Mes Hutri Betzibor. Since it's Hutri Betzibor, I don't have to worry about Tumas Mes, because even if he becomes Taka Tumas Mes, that one of his rebbes or one of the visitors never passed away, it doesn't matter. He'll do the Avoida anyway. Tumah Hitri Betzibor. So if Tumah Hitri Betzibor, then why do I have to worry about that he lived with his wife? Tumah Hitri Betzibor. Because Tumah Hitri Betzibor is only the Gabi Tumas Mes. because the whole din of I'm in it. Because the whole din of tumah behitra betziba, I learned from the din of Pesach Sheini. Ish ish ki yatamei la nefesh. I v'derech achayke lechem. What's that? Tumah la nefesh. Ish ish ki yatamei. Tumah la nefesh means ayedin afoshes. If chas v'shalom a person passed away, and then he's nidcha to Pesach Sheini, and only ish nidcha. But tzibur ein nidachin. So that's all a din of tumah by tumah smes. What happens if Chas v'Shalom Gans Klal Yisrael, Roif Klal Yisrael have Tumas Ziva, the Tumas Metzayra, Tumas Nida, Tumas Yeletis, and not Nidcha? No such din. There's no such din of Hutzur Tumah Hitzur Betzibor. Exactly. No din of Tumah Hitzur Betzibor Legabe the din of Tumas. Any other Tumah, only Legabe Tumas Mes. So therefore, we tell the Koyin, Koyin Gudel, stay away from your wife. We're afraid Chas v'Shalom you're going to become Tumas Nida. Tumas Nida. Disqualified, we don't want that to happen. Wife, stay away for 7 days. Each one has a vacation from each other. He'll get into Paris, whatever. And anyway, for 7 days straight. Good. This is Lagabe Tumas Beser. Lagabe Tumas Mes. I don't mind if he becomes Tumas Mes. Chas v'Shalom, I don't want him to become. But if he comes Tumas Mes, he becomes Tumas Mes. Tumah Hitzur Betzibor, and he'll be able to do the Avodah anyway. So that's except not a concern. What means to his wife?
If his wife dies.
Yeah.
Then he's an over.
He's an Alman. And he becomes an oinin. But we learn from Mistum, it'll be the same thing, just like Gabi Haran. Since all the avoid is on him, he'll probably be able to do it by Ninus anyway. Anyway, Chashum, something like that happens in Mefreg and Aruv, Metvisin, Moshe Ben Etzan, Metvis. Yeah, what's
the
Rabbi Blum?
The whole point of the Mafishim to begin with is so do Hazal Shlish Vishvi for Tumas Mes, yeah?
The point of being Mafreshim is that he should be B'Kedusha B'Tahara. There is a separate Mala that we spoke about in the Gemara that will mazi him all 7 days. We're not mazim because we know for a fact, or we even choshish, that he happens to be a Tumas Mes. We do it either because that's what they did by Miluim, that Vayaz every single day, or the reason why we do it is a Mala B'Alma to give him another degree of Kedusha B'Tahara. But it's not that it's a real, real concern. What you're saying is, what do we need to do the whole thing for? Even if you're invited to Mesmas, we go and you should Tumah Hitzur Betzibor. You're right. But the point is, the reason why we do the Hazor is not because I am really bona fide choshish that he became a Tumah Mes. The reason I do it is also Malab Alma to add an additional degree of Tumah Betar. Yeah. Just like people that go to the mikveh every single morning. It's not because we're choshish that they were Balkari, they touched the Sheris, they touched the Nevela. It's an extra degree of Tahara. Here too, that's an extra degree of Tahara. Good. Anyway, so that's the reason I'm not concerned about a person dying. Even if you're going to say it's dochi, and therefore it's dochi, that means you have to try to do all types of eitzes that he should chas v'shalom not become tamei. So if that's the case, we should send everybody out. He should be by himself. So we shouldn't have the possibility of becoming Tumas Mes. Tumas Mes lo shchicha. Tumas Beisai is shchicha. And that's, of course, a very straightforward, very simple teretz. Every single woman becomes a nida l'chol apochus b'derech klal 12 times a year, right? Berech, every 30 days, more or less. Is a bazaar, that's a dover shchiach ad mo'oid. How many times do people die in 1 year? Most people only die once in their lifetime. In fact, not even during the lifetime. They die after the lifetime. So it's only one time occurrence.
It's called Neulad.
Mis is a Neulad. It's an ironic term. That's a Neulad. Yeah. It's a nice. Yeah, no problem. Anyway, so we have now two terutzim why we allow people to drain zach in the Lishkas Pahedrin. Either because, like the second terrorist, I'm not choishish people are going to die. Milzah, we're not choishish lemitzah. Exactly, that's number one. Number two, the reason is because even becomes some asmas, nishka problem. If I hold hutri bitzibur, say he's tamay, no problem. Now, this machlik is, of course, a big machlik. It's Rav Nachman Omer hutri bitzibur, itmar, tumas hames. Rav Nachman Omer hutri bitzibur, resheshes Omer tchuyi bitzibur. So, Timar, what's the practical ramification? Hutra, tchuyi, lamais, it's mutter. So, Timar, I'll tell you in a minute. Hey, chad ikat tmei mutahoyim bahu beis av. Remember, Rabbi Cohen spoke about the beis av on the Omer Aleph. And I said, Rabbi Isai, if you have a little patience, we're going to come to Rabbi Cohen's beis av. In fact, we have another beis
av. Which beis av you're part of?
Yeah.
What's at the end?
He wants to know whether you know which mishmar you're part of. Yeah, Yoda, Yedaya. We know. Ein boikim is be'ech lemalo. Yeah. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Eichadik tamei mutahirim bahu beis av." If in a particular beis av you have both tamei mutahirim, kuli alma loy pligi to tahirim avdi tameiim loy avdi, then everybody would agree. And then give it to the tahirim, not to the tamei. Why should you have a tamei do the avoid if you have a tahir? The chavat. So keep thinking, what's the machloek between the chuya or the hutra betiba? That do the lasuya tahirim beis av achrina. In other words, what happens if the yontif that we're talking about was lamushal on Sunday, and Sunday all the people in that base av were all tmeim? So you say, okay, they're all tmeim, tomuhutri b'tzivor, so tzivor allowed to do the avoida. Or do you go and say, no, we should bar a few people from Monday, even though these are Monday guys, but they're nice kahanim, and if they're willing to work on the weekend, on Sundays. The distimit of Tumi Hitzer B'tzibor is not just a din of Yom Kippur or Pesach. It's every day of the year. Every day of the year we have to bring the Karban Tumit, which of course is a Tumit, a Karban Tzibor. We have to have Kehanim, which are Tohidim. What happens if Sunday all the Kehanim in that Beisab got Tmeim? Do we borrow a Monday guy to do the Avodah? Do we say Tumi Hitzer B'tzibor? Use the Sunday Kahanim, and that's a machloikis. Keep it out, do the Sunday Torah, and I'm not going to have a heti b'tzibur, loy madrin. Don't bother. She's not going to have a no, you got to go and bring from the Monday people. So when does Rav Sheshis ever hold that it would be mutter? If every coin and every single mishmon, every single Beisav is unavailable because they're all tamei, as an ishda, the Ravada, you're allowed to do it. Tchoye b'tzibur. But you have ozuch and the best of Alif, and you shouldn't come to that. Now that's one version. Ikriyami, there's a much more mechudish conversion. That I feel heicha the ikat tohirim etumei bahu beis av. Even their polygraph Nachman, even though in that same beis av you have tohirim and tohirim and tumeim. V'omar zoktam Nachman avdi nami tumeim. The chol tumas mes betzibur rachmona sharia. Anytime you have tumas mes betzibur, it makes no difference if you have all the tohirim even that day. It's a ganze hutra. It's
mamish,
totally suspended, totally exempt. No dinam of tumah, and therefore you can take even the kahanim that day, which are chulila to meyim. You don't have to.